You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 62 of Generation 6. We are going to talk about how to tap into your ultradian rhythms for maximum efficiency and productivity in your business. If we haven't met yet, my name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist, and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. I know I just kind of casually glossed over that ultradian rhythms. What in the world are those? So while I give you guys just a few moments to hop on here real quick on Facebook, I am going to give you guys some house rules. All right. So while you are in here, if you're on Instagram, tag everyone in the comments. If you're live with me on Facebook, please, please, please share this broadcast into your chat groups, into your training groups, on your profile, on your page, if you have those, so that anyone who needs this information can get it. Also, if you are streaming from the podcast, please don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you are consuming this episode. And if you're watching from the YouTube channel, please hit the red subscribe button and turn on the notification so that you don't miss any of my future broadcasts. And also, if you like the information that you are hearing from this video, then give this a thumbs up or give this a like. Want to say hi to all of my viewers right now. Eileen, May, Krizzeline, Leah Phil, everyone, Trisha, where are you tuning in from? Where are you tuning in from, you guys? Vanjie, Cliff, Snow Queen is tuning in from Sydney, Australia. I love Sydney. I miss Sydney. How is Sydney? You know what? I have friends in Brisbane, I believe, and everyone's out and about. I am living vicariously through their Instagram stories. Like, we're still on sort of lockdown here. I'm broadcasting live from Portland, Oregon, and everyone's just indoors. Now, everyone in Australia is like out partying and eating out, and I'm like, I am so jealous. So everybody, do you have any questions on productivity and efficiency for me right now? So if you do, now's the time to ask so that I can answer them live. Now, on this episode, we are going to talk about your ultradian rhythms in particular. Now, when I talk about efficiency and productivity, I come across two common problems. All right. So first is the problem of hyped up productivity, like this hyped up version of productivity where you work nonstop every single day. You have to put in long hours with zero sleep, hardly eating, hardly ever drinking water, kind of like the hustle, 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 go, go, go culture, which leads to toxic productivity and burnout. So that's one problem. And then there's another problem that people have, you know, pinpointed, which is a willpower problem of sorts. Now, people think that if they're not motivated enough, they're not productive, if they're not efficient, then that means they're just not excited or they don't have enough willpower to make a difference in their businesses. So that's valid, and in some cases that might be true. You know, you might be physically exhausted and mentally exhausted as well. Often it might not actually be a time issue or a willpower problem. It might actually be an energy crisis, like a physical energy crisis. And this leads me to your ultradian rhythms, because you might actually have an ultradian rhythm issue. So now let me get into it. What is the ultradian rhythm, or what are ultradian rhythms? So this is sort of your internal clock, right? So there is a biological pattern that dictates how your body functions in time. So the primary purpose of tapping into your ultradian rhythms is to manage the cycles of your energy output and recovery. And this occurs at certain times of the day. So guys, like what we're told about how to work throughout the day, and this is primarily brought about by the, you know, the employee culture, right? You clock in, you work, and then you clock out, you rest. So what we're told is you wake up, you go, 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 work, 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 and then you sleep, right? That's what we're told, is that throughout the day, you have to be You have to be productive. You have to be getting results. You have to be working. Now, our body functions differently though, and I want you to be aware of this. So as opposed to wake up, go, 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 and then sleep, your body actually functions like this, like in cycles, sort of like a roller coaster, right? And that's not a bad thing. That's absolutely normal. So here's what happens. When you tap into your ultradian rhythms, you're going to notice that your body functions like this. So there's arousal where you try to wake up and you try to warm up for the day. You try to get excited. You do your, you review your to-do lists and stuff like that. Now this occurs, you know, the arousal part, leads you up to your top performance peak. Okay. And this can take anywhere between an hour to an hour and a half. Okay. As you try to warm up, try to get excited for your day, an hour and a half, you get to your top performance peak where you then can think clearly. Your brain is awake. You are ready. You're excited and you're just focused. There are just certain times of the day when your body is just absolutely focused. Nothing can bother you. You're in a flow state and you're game. You're ready to get things done. So this is your top performance. Now, while you're up there, your body is actually expelling a lot of like byproducts. Like there's a lot of toxic buildup going on. You're getting a little stressed because you're working hard, which is normal. So it goes down a little bit. You get stressed and your body demands you go through this recovery period. So there are like valleys and troughs that your body goes through. And so as you recover, you take a break, you rest a little bit, then you climb up slowly towards another peak where you can get focused again. So this is how our body functions. And it's important that you really review or you really tap into what your rhythm is. Because sometimes it's not just an hour and a half. Sometimes this is just like, according to research, the average time it takes for an average person to get from arousal or like warming up to their top performance peak, an hour and a half. So is it just a feeling though? Like now that I'm talking about it, is it just a feeling like, okay, do I just have to feel it out? No. Your ultradian rhythm is something that you can measure. It's observable. You can actually journal what you feel throughout the day. It's quantifiable. So because there is a pattern. And so that makes it a little bit more predictable. So in the 1950s, sleep researcher Nathaniel Kleitman discovered that the human body tends to move through 90 to 120 minute cycles. So this was a question that was brought up to me when I actually posted about ultradian rhythms the other day, is how do you differentiate this from your circadian rhythms? Okay. So ultradian versus circadian. So circadian is your sleep-wake cycles, right? So your body clock that tells you when to wake up and when to sleep. So this is more of a 24-hour cycle. Now your ultradian rhythm happens less than 24 hours, and you can actually go through this cycle a couple times a day. So now, what do you do so that you can absolutely start listening to this? So how can you use your rhythm, your ultradian rhythm, for maximum efficiency? This is really what I want to get into. And I want you to take a little, spend this time to do a little bit of a reflection on your habits and the way you treat your body so that you can have better efficiency and better productivity, because you might actually be abusing your body without you even knowing it. You're thinking, yeah, I'm working hard and I feel good because I'm exhausted at the end of the day. You're not supposed to feel exhausted. You can feel a little bit tired, but not spent. And if you feel like, I've had these days when I feel spent, and you feel that every single day, that's abuse. Okay. So let's go through this. Hey, Paolo, thanks for tuning in. Estheny Beauty, Carolyn Tan, hey, thank you for tuning in. Do you have any questions about productivity? I'm gonna wave at y'all. We are talking about your ultradian cycles, okay, and how you can tap into this for maximum productivity and efficiency. Hey, Jane, Jonalyn, thank you for tuning in. Marie, Shell, Gemma, awesome, you guys. Tag everyone in the comment section and share this broadcast into your walls, into your profiles, into your pages. All right, so now, How do you tap into this? So first, you have to understand what it looks like when you are awake, like when you are at your top peak performance. So you know when you're there, when you're focused, you're excited, and you're just, you have this, you have a positive attitude around your work. You don't feel moody. You don't feel like you're dragging yourself just to get work done. So that's your top peak performance. Now, how do you know when you need a break? Okay, you feel groggy, you feel moody, you feel unfocused. So you have brain fog. So these are some of the signs that you need a URB or an ultradian rhythm break. So what you can do is you can start noticing how your body is functioning throughout the day. Okay, so your body moves in a repeating cycle, like I said, right? So this is energy management, you guys. And you know, a lot of people ask me, like, how do you just get all of these things done in the course of a day? Especially, you know, I've had the same productivity or same output level even when I was a solopreneur, even before I had a staff of my own. And it's a lot of this is just energy management. And so this might sound like a new concept and maybe even a cheesy concept for a lot of you that are listening. It certainly was cheesy to me. It's like, I mean, energy. I mean, I get 8 hours of sleep every night, but yeah. So why do I still feel exhausted throughout the day? Well, this is why. It's because you're ignoring your ultradian rhythm cycle. So start noticing how your body functions throughout the day. And so know your low energy troughs and then recognize when you need a break. So you need to look out for signals that you need a break, like fatigue, brain fog, loss of focus, when you're starting to drag yourself a little bit. So I know when I need a break, when I'm thinking and all of a sudden my brain just turns off like that. I feel it. I've become so sensitive to this. It's just, I'm writing a sales page or drafting a sales page, or maybe I'm putting together a freebie, like a PDF for you guys, or maybe I'm just designing something and I'm looking for words, grasping for power words. And then there are hours during the day when I'm just go, go, go about it. And I'm excited and I'm sharp. And then after an hour, 2 hours, I'm like, well, this is starting to get a little bit more difficult. This is starting to get a little bit more challenging. So that's a sign that I need to take a break, grab a glass of water and just drink. So also you might feel a little sleepy. That's a sign that you need a break, difficulty keeping your eyes open. I recognize this. This used to happen to me a lot when I was an employee, you know, the 2 p.m. slump, the afternoon slump, where after lunch you go back to work, but then you're like, you feel sleepy. And so that's one of the signs that you're going through a dip or a trough. So watch out for this. It usually happens around mid-morning after your lunch or like mid-afternoon, right? The mid-afternoon slump. So how long do you need to take a break for when you experience this? So the recommendation is to take a 20-minute break at least, or, you know, 20, 25 minutes. So I actually have started becoming more disciplined with this like 2 years ago when I experienced a health crisis. So, you know, if you don't know my story, I used to glorify like the Gary Vee hustle, like the 18-hour, no breaks, no rests, getting 3 or 4 hours of sleep, just go, go, go. You know, the traditional, you wake up, go, 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 and then you sleep. That was me. And I hardly ever ate healthy food. That was way before I turned plant-based. I wasn't really exercising the proper way. I was actually exercising a lot back then, but then I wasn't doing it in a way that I was supplementing it with the proper habits like sleep and proper diet. So, long story short, I was bedridden for like 2 months because I was abusing my body. Like all of those like years and years of just me making bad choices. I was bedridden. And so I started listening to my body more and I tried to respect the dips. So when you experience the dips, this is when you need to be aware, all right? When you experience the stress dips, that's actually your body functioning properly. Isn't that interesting? So this is your body telling you, you need a break. You need to just step away from your computer, take a walk around the park, which is my favorite thing to do now because there's a park right in front of our building. And lately, we've just we've started walking around the park. We have hit our first year anniversary of self-quarantining, you guys. We've stayed in this apartment for a year straight without going out. And lately, like this month, we've just started walking around the park. So that's been my new favorite URB or ultradian rhythm break. So recognize when this is happening. So 20 minutes is ideal and start to listen to your body. It was so worth it. You know, I had to experience that health scare for me to get a little bit more sensitive with what my body needs. But you know what? That's what happens. Sometimes you need to hurt for you to take care of yourself. Isn't that funny how that happens? But anyway, so the longer and more chill your break is, the more repair and rejuvenation that happens in your brain. So I really shut off when I take this 20-minute break. I don't think about, okay, so now that I'm taking a break, how do I improve my work? I don't think about my work at all. It's like, okay, what are the words? What are the things that I still need to get done while I'm taking this break? Well, the point here is, you guys, you're resting your brain. You're just not resting the rest of your body. You're resting your brain. This is more for your brain function, for your focus. So when you're taking that break, really detach yourself from whatever it is that's going on with your work and do something silly, like do something that's not related to your work at all. And so sometimes if I'm not in the mood to walk or if it's, you know, weather is bad, I turn on the TV and I put on something mindless. I call them like mindless movies. Movies that are just feel good and doesn't require you to think a lot. So I wouldn't really put on a crime scene show there or whatever. I'll just put on a feel good movie maybe I've seen a couple times, and I'll just listen to it and kind of enjoy it. Kind of enjoy not thinking for 20 minutes. Sometimes it's just me maybe stretching on the floor on my yoga mat, maybe eating. So whatever it is that takes your mind off of things, do that. So the more you detach yourself from whatever it is you're doing, the more repair that's happening in your brain. So give your body and mind a chance to at least shift gears before you get into it again. Now, you can do like manual tasks, for example. You can take out the trash, wash the dishes. I do that too. Washing the dishes actually takes my mind off of things. But oops. Oh my goodness, what is happening? So, but don't do any intensive like demands or like distractions so that you don't physically stress yourself out. Hey, Isa. Hey, Joy. Thanks for tuning in. So now that I've set that right, so 20 or 25 minutes, set an alarm so that you don't go over and then get back to work. Now, some of the ultradian rhythm break activities, there's a long list of the things that you can do. Actually, it just really depends on what you feel like doing. If it takes your mind off of things, then do it. Sometimes I just space out. This is spacing out. If you want to meditate, you can do that as well. So When I was trying to shift from my old 18-hour habit to or 18-hour day habit to being more sensitive to my ultradian rhythm, I tried a routine for the first time. Okay, so like consider your day in like look at your day in like 90-minute intervals, right? So if it takes an hour and a half to get to your top peak performance, do that, right? So you work for an hour and a half and then take a break. So work on your most important task when, you know, during your most productive hours. So what I've noticed is that even though my body goes through that rhythm every day, there are just certain parts of the day when I feel the most productive, that even if I recover after that, it isn't as high as my peak. And so it kind of goes like this for me, downward. So instead of like a uniform valley, a uniform roller coaster like this, mine actually goes like that. So just self-awareness, that's what I notice with my body. And so I know that I am the most productive at around 4 or 5 p.m., which is why I've scheduled my live broadcast around 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, because I am at my peak right now. This is the reason why I choose these hours. And so actually, let me go back to that. Mine doesn't go like this now that I think about it. It's like that. So a huge valley composed of mini cycles, right? So I know I've been doing this. Like, if you watch me on mute, you'd probably think I'm crazy. It's like, why is she doing this? Why is she doing this a lot? But like, be really self-aware and then create a routine around those 90-minute intervals. So if it's about journaling your day, prioritizing your activities, which set of activities am I going to do for the first 90 minutes and then the second 90 minutes and then the third 90-minute cycle. So do that. If you want to block your activities or batch your activities, then you can do that as well. Set your alarms. If that helps, then do that. So the point of this is create a routine so that you can accommodate those cycles. And by the way, when you take breaks like this, it makes business a lot more fun, which is a bonus to me. Okay, so now, when I talk about this, productivity, working through a rhythm, right? There are two issues or two concerns that people ask me about. So first is, what if I'm on a roll, which I experience? Like, what if you are down a rabbit hole? Like, I've just launched a course. And so I was down multiple rabbit holes the last 3 months. So when you're down a rabbit hole, or when you've achieved a flow state. Okay, a flow state is when you've achieved just being immersed in your work, that you don't want any distractions, you're just super passionate, and you are lost in the work. This is a good thing, by the way. If you're in a flow state, you are just so alive doing what you're doing, then it actually might be counterproductive to take a break in between. And when I'm in a rabbit hole, my fiance knows not to bother me with any silliness. It's just, okay, I'm not gonna interrupt you. I'm not going to say anything because I know you're in a roll. And so recognize when you're in a flow state and then just focus yourself. So even if you're in a flow state though, you will still feel it. You will still feel when it's time to take a break. Like, all of a sudden it becomes challenging. All of a sudden you're having brain fog. It's getting harder to think. When you experience that, then you take a break. And so, like I said, it's just self-awareness, right? If you're aware that you're on a roll, then you don't take a break. and after maybe 3 hours or 4 hours of working, you feel like you want to get up, then get up. Right? So it's all about being really sensitive about what your body needs. Now, the second concern that people come to me about is, what if you're on a deadline? Like, let's be realistic here. Sometimes the deadline is just, it puts a lot of pressure on us that a 90-minute cycle just doesn't work out. Okay. It just, I want to be able to make the most out of my day. And, you know, a deadline requires me to work 8 hours straight. So what if that's the situation? Valid, super duper valid. And so some of the things that you can do if you're on a deadline and you need to get things done is, number one, you can delegate. If this is something that you can do, if this is something that you're in a position to do in your business, maybe hire someone to do the menial tasks or the repetitive tasks or the specialized tasks like editing, organizing, doing paperwork. If you can delegate and hire people to do that for you, then do that so that you can have a lot more time and mental space to do the things that you, number one, enjoy doing, number two, you're supposed to be doing, instead of the repetitive or menial tasks. Second thing is, plan ahead and prioritize. So if you know that a week from now you're supposed to finish your sales page and launch it, then you have to prioritize and really work through a list here. So that means taking away all of the unnecessary activities, maybe put them in the back burner until you get this one thing done. You're going to need to prioritize your activities leading up to launch date, for example. And then you can do the rest of whatever it was on your list after you hit that deadline or after that deadline. So another thing that you can do if you're on a deadline is to automate. You know, automation is great, you guys, because it allows you to create output while you're taking your URBs or your ultradian rhythm break. So even while I'm asleep, even while I'm eating lunch, dinner, breakfast, even when I'm taking a mind break, watching something mindless, my business, my sales funnel, my system is still working hard for me. And I love, love, love automating. I talk about automation a lot in the Story Selling Masterclass. I have like a whole module on it. And if you haven't explored all the ways you can automate your business, then send me a chat. Let's talk about it right now. Go on my DMs, send me a message and say, Story Selling Masterclass, I'm interested, or something along those lines. Like, if you want to explore how your business can work without you being present, then send me that message. If you're on my Facebook, private message me, send me Story Selling Masterclass, I'm interested. Or like click the link above and apply for the Story Selling Masterclass if you want to just go at it, right? Because automation might be the thing that can save your sanity right now. So message me, PM me, DM me, Story Selling Class, Masterclass, I'm interested, if you want to explore all the ways you can automate. So guys, there you go. Basically, how to tap into your ultradian rhythm, your cycles, your peaks and your troughs is self-awareness, really journaling, jotting down if this is what's going to help you take note of it or become more aware of it. Jot down what you're feeling throughout the day and you will start to notice patterns. Okay, so be very consistent for at least 2 weeks, like 1 p.m. I felt really sleepy. 2 p.m. Oh my gosh, I felt really energized. 3 p.m. I felt hungry. 4 p.m. I started working. 5 p.m. I was really into it. So set your alarms every hour. Try to jot down how you're feeling. All right. It might feel strange and maybe a little bit pointless in the beginning while you're doing this, like, because, oh my God, haven't I known enough of this already by now, because I've been working on this business for so long. Like, you might surprise yourself about how much you still don't know about your body once you start doing this exercise. And so trust me, even if it feels a little bit pointless, do it, because the goal here is to see the patterns. The goal here is to see what happens to your body throughout the day. And once you determine or identify what your peak hours are throughout the day, when your dips actually happen, then you can make better choices for yourself. You can maybe design your workday around those rhythms so that you can create more during your 90-minute period. And this is really the reason why I am able to show up weekly here and still create content every day and go through back-to-back-to-back trainings and coaching sessions, group sessions and solo sessions every single day without going crazy. It's possible, you guys. And it's not some pipe dream. It's not an illusion. Like, you really can do it if you just master what your rhythms are and respect when you need to take a break. Respect your body when it asks for it as well. And so let me know in the comment section, which of these tactics are you going to try first? Are you going to journal first? Are you going to read more about it? Are you already aware of what your ultradian rhythms are? What changes are you going to make now that you know this information? Let me know in the comments below. I would love to hear it. So there you have it, episode 62, Generation 6. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, I would really appreciate it if you could share this broadcast to everyone, tag everyone in the comment section. I will see you again soon. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.